No, Cammy was pissed. He was talking to me. He was like, "Yo, can you take this little clown from me?" And I was like, "Yes, I can. Send him over."
I don't give a fuck about Cammy. Do your fucking job, bitch.
Wow. Good morning, PML. It is your boy, Is Nefarious here. I'm here for the breakfast show. I got the breakfast phone in the building. I got D-Lloyd in the building. D-Lloyd Taylor. Some people.
Sir, what's good, PML fans? Your boy, D-Lloyd. We're back. Another episode. Today is Advance Day. And it is post Earth Day, I think. I don't know the exact day Earth Day was, but
Earth Day was Monday. I don't know what Neff was talking about yesterday.
Yesterday was post Earth Day. Today's post Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day.
Thanks. And I got a blister while doing Earth Day from fucking picking so much trash. It hindered my ability to play cook. Which we'll get to, and you know, everything's sad. But we also got HD in the building. HD, say hello and talk about your fucked up eye.
It hurts.
And you beat up on Paul Byrne with a fucked up eye. This shit's crazy.
No quarterback, one eye, no Jordan Davis, no nothing.
One,
no
Saquon. One eye, come in your eye, and let a homeless man drop a load in my eye. We also got Cook in the building. Cook, say hello to the people.
Yo, what is up, guys? Today is a good day because Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy is getting reinstated.
Nobody cares, Cook. Today is not a good day. Today is not a good day.
It's like 87 days until NCAA is out.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a nice montage of all the Heismans, and you're going to see Reggie Bush there. It's going to be Reggie nice. Bush,
I got to let you know that they canceled college football, EA college football.
Hey, Reggie Bush in Ultimate Team in Nut. We're going to call it Nut.
Shit, Reggie Bush might be back on the cover after next week.
Cancel it.
NCAA coming back, the Heisman coming
back. Yeah. The Champions Edition, the $200 edition of NCAA, put Reggie on the cover, baby.
Yep.
Damn, $200.
And I'm getting it.
That's crazy. He's like, you know this food stuff we usually get? Well, we can't do it this week. I'm spending $200.
Don't nobody need to eat when I have NCAA. Yeah. Bro. My wife talked about, she trying to plan our vacation. She talked about, hey, you think like middle of July? And I looked at her.
That's crazy.
I'm going to need access to a console because NCAA is going to be out.
you come in a mask because obviously everybody likes the vacation. Absolutely not.
If you think I'm going to mask vacation, bro, you got shit fucked up.
It's crazy, bro. This is a beautiful place to be. We got games and we got next week's games to jump into. Without further ado, before we actually do, HD received a suspension. JT and I made it known that he has to drop the protected practice squad player, which was Brew McCoy. Doesn't matter if Bubba cared or not. He had till advance from JT's notion. Then he didn't drop him. He didn't drop him by advance. So I said, JT, he's still on the team. What do you want to do? He said, well, we're going to have to get involved. And I was like, all right, what do you want to do? Content point fine and a suspension. You want a content point fine and a suspension? He said, yep, let's do that. I was like, you want it next week or this week? He said, let's do this week. And ta-da, there was an announcement that Jalen Hurts was suspended for a game, and he received minus 50 content points. To which he said, I don't give a fuck about the content points because by the time these breakfast shows hit, I'll be all fucking set, bro. and then
now that you mention it, what's the holdup on that, dude? Like, I seen you posting them all. Has no one done anything?
I got to do the submitted content, which I'll probably do today at some point.
What are the other four guys doing?
From
my understanding, AR is not getting done either. So what is going on?
I'll do the submitted content today. I don't know what the other guys are doing.
DB spinning that football. Looking
pretty. Hey, I was not getting done. Hey, just know I have a re-roll out there. So if somebody can go ahead and give me
no, sir.
I only asked because, like,
you think I'm gonna give you goal line back after you took Penny Boone from me.
Now I'm
running the rock with fucking a guy named Evan Pryor who can't hit a hole, can't break the tackle. The man can't do shit out of the backfield. He is fucking terrible. He don't do anything good.
Boom, Kentucky, great, bro.
I would take 83 speed Boom with 99 break tackle and 6'1", 250.
Kentucky, great.
You must
know how good Benny Snell was as a Kentucky running back. He had like 82 speed. So now you give an 83 speed Penny Boom.
Shit is going crazy.
Oh, man. Kentucky NCAA 25 just became the team to use.
Penny Boom.
Hopefully somebody does AR that's a commissioner, not me.
Iran was talking about it last night.
Does this say Penny Boone transferred to Louisville this year, like in the spring.
Nobody cares about Penny Boone anymore.
No one cares. Iran actually said that everyone could get fired besides like Neff and Codes because they don't do shit.
That's me. Paul Cammy's going
all
through
all the commissioners.
Poor Cammy's going through. Why would
they get fired? What I missed?
Check in on a Cammy.
Because they're not doing anything. No one's doing anything.
Remember when I said that should be a requirement and it was frowned upon when I said it?
Well, we brought in people and told them it was a requirement. And guess what, D-Lloyd? They're still not doing it. So who's the next commissioner?
I talked to Kieran yesterday. Okay, listen. I talked to Kieran yesterday, and from what I was told, well, obviously he's upset, but like no one doing anything. It's like what I was told is like CB's just there because he's unbiased. So like he is literally useless.
So who is the executor
out there?
So there's D-Lloyd. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. If you want to, 5 people that don't do AR. Add it to the list. On top of the people that we already had that didn't do AR, Q, Fallen, HD didn't do AR. He wasn't there for long, but he didn't do AR. And multiple other people that did not do AR that were commissioners. They've done AR every once in a while, but that's what, 10 people to the list now?
Mm. Yeah. Well, looking
we're running up the numbers, baby.
I don't know how many people are actually posting have done AR in the commish edits page, but there's only been one post in the past month by Dot.
No, they don't. We don't post a lot in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, to be fair, selfishly, I don't really care because NCAA comes out in like 87, 85.
I'm not going to say because you don't do AR.
NCAA is not even a game, bro.
NCAA is not even a thing.
So I super don't care, bro. I don't do AR and NCAA.
D-Lloyd's a man of the people.
So we need to kick D-Lloyd from.
I'm just
we gotta kick D-Lloyd from the server.
PML brothers, bro. That's it.
We gotta kick D-Lloyd from a server.
Hey, that's, bro. That's I'm about so to give you that great college. Breakdown here on the show.
We got a super kick D-Lloyd from the server, is what you're saying. HD went out back. He went out back. I don't know what that means. Maybe he's getting
fighting for his life, bro. He's fighting for his life. I will say the commitment to be on the show while the urgent care, because if I was an urgent care, y'all would not be hearing from me. I will tell you that I would not be on the show.
He wanted to be on the show to talk about how he dick down burn and burned in and run the ball.
So what I say too about the suspension is I definitely think obviously he earned the suspension, I guess, by not releasing him.
Definitely earned it.
It was a defiance.
I could be wrong. Is this the first time a suspension has been handed down in the middle of the day, in the middle of a week?
Yeah, that was random.
I don't think that was the first one. It's happened before where it's, they've forgotten about something and they're like, oh yeah, they haven't played yet. Let's do it now, you know, a situation like that. But yeah.
Bro, I got the little ping, the notification. I'm like, bro, what the fuck do they want in announcements?
I'm not gonna lie.
Fucking random afternoon, bro.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I saw that ping and I saw Nep and HD were in the chat and or this voice chat. I joined it for like 5 minutes just to hear HD's live reaction.
Oh, were they in voice when that happened?
Yeah. We were actually talking about it when it happened. I was like, we're gonna get you, bitch. And he was like, yeah, sure you are. And I said, all right. And then so once JT gave me the green light,
Me and Neff were actually in here talking about it. And the whole time me and Neff were in here fucking around, I'm in chat trying to piss off Codes.
Yeah, he was laughing about it. He's like, what should I say to Codes? And I was like, you should say this.
No, I was actually unable to release McCoy until advance. And then I hadn't gotten on until like the next day because I was busy all weekend.
He's a liar because he told me in voice chat that he got on that morning. He got it on that morning.
I got on during the show to check the scores, but then I got off. But when I actually got on, I released him. And, of course, no commissioners can ever respond to anything. So, once again, useless. That includes JT. So, literally talking to anybody was pointless. So, I got fined for no reason. I got suspended for no reason.
He's innocent.
It didn't matter because we still beat the fuck out of Burn. I'm still positive in points, and I'll have probably 60 some points when everything gets approved. So, So, I'm just excited to see Broncos first suspension. It'll be really nice. I already DM'd Cammy, and he's like, "Oh, well, he's not home to release him." I was like, "Oh, well, I couldn't release him either." So that's no excuse. A rule is a rule. You can't sign the player. So we'll see if they hold up to their integrity, which I already know they won't. That's kind of what happens from here. Which again, go back to your situation. Beginning of the year, consistency is obviously still an issue.
Inconsistent.
So, I've actually been out of chat for the last like 24 hours. I like, kind of don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, not in chat.
So I'm just gonna play games and. We'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
I'm actually, next time I get on, I'm going to sign all the Codes, practice squad players, and release them just to piss them off. And probably JT's too.
JT too.
I was going to do Neff's. I should do Neff's because he can't re-sign them. So that'd be really funny.
But I don't have anybody I want to keep. There's nobody.
As for having moves, I think you get 4 moves. So I would just sign 2 and then release the 2 and then the next week do another 2 and release those 2.
Well, I don't think like practice squad moves count, but it's just like once you bring them up, if you cut them, then that's a move. So I think you technically cut 4 practice squad guys.
Because what Neff just said, as long as you cut them before advance, it's fine. So that's just what I'll do.
Yes, it's fine.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that I think you can cut 4 guys instead of 2. I don't think like elevating someone from your practice squad counts as a move.
Well, they're not my practice squad. They're someone
else. I'll tell you right now. When you sign my practice squad plays, you could keep those bumps because I didn't even fucking sign those. Those were automatically given to me. Cook, go ahead and jump into the games.
All righty. First game we got is... All right, so there's 4 games played advanced. Like, I think those are the ones that we're talking about.
Every game is played besides fucking, what's it called? Patriots Seahawks, which is at like 6:30 tonight.
All right, first one, I don't think we got to spend too long on this one. The Chiefs beat the Dolphins 28-16. Debo kept it close, it looks like, but
the Dolphins were winning at one point. They were winning,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. It was like 14-12 or something like that. No, something like that. Around there somewhere. Debo was actually, like you said, Debo was keeping it close. And then I actually thought he was going to win, and then I ended up turning it off. And, of course, Chiefs fucking finished it. But
yeah, Mahomes only had 2 incompletions. They were both interceptions. So that definitely kept the Dolphins
I'll be right back. Ball never hit the ground.
Never hit the ground, man. It's
Yeah, that's Patty Mahomes. So the Chiefs are now 3-2. Dolphins still winless. I think they're one of the two teams that still, or three teams that don't have a win yet.
So how many carries does Achan have?
All right. So after the 22 he got today, keep in mind that the Eagle did not play his week one game. He is at
there's only two winless teams, the Dolphins and the Ravens.
He is at 100 carries for Achan.
I feel like that's a lot. What is his backup pass?
I'm pulling it up right now. Stats, he has Achan 12. Has 100. The next guy has 12. So he's got eight. Oh, and Cole Turner has one. So he has what?
Well, that doesn't count.
Cole Turner's a receiver.
Yeah, right? Rule. No, well, it doesn't count for the rule.
I thought he was a. Oh, yeah, you're right. I thought receivers counted too. Yeah. So he's at 88% usage.
Yeesh.
Oh, Allar. Drew Allar has two. So he's at 86.
Yeesh.
There's a little ways to go.
He'll
get there.
Yeah. So we're at week 5.
You're 0-5. Okay. You're going to have to bench Achan to get your usage back up.
When is midseason?
It starts after the week 7. So
someone
like,
said week 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
So he has 1 week. Next week just is mentioned. The Damian Martinez game.
Yeah. No, how much you want to bet it's not?
next week. Who does he play next week? Next week against the Bills. It should be a Damian Martinez game.
Yeah,
if Damian Martinez don't get 20 carries, bro.
bro, you don't even need 20. You only need like 15, like 10.
Yeah, 15. Damian Martinez need. Well, because you would assume that he still got the ball to.
Listen, you're right? You need like you. I think you need like just 20. You don't even need 25. Just 20. Just 20. Because I mean, if you're at 86, just you know, throw a little more in there. You'll be all right.
Hey, and the problem with what Debo does, and I said it like a week or two ago, was like he was down by 30 against someone and just giving Achan the rock every play, and was just like, bro. This is the time to get your backup some touches so you can keep Achan fresh for a game that matters, not when you're down 30 in the fourth.
Hey, bro, you're 0-5. No game matters anymore.
Hey, man, every game matters.
I was 1-6, bro. I made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Anything's possible.
And speaking of those Tennessee Titans,
setting up the comeback.
They scored 30 this week, but they're now 1-4 because they gave up 49 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence had a field day, 445 yards, 6 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. What happened?
Damn, he had a rushing touchdown. We gave up 7 touchdowns.
Luther Burden at 201 and 3 touchdowns on 8 receptions.
This man was cooking Farley, bro. Like, this was ridiculous. A lot of them, obviously.
That Bill Belichick defense ain't working no more, huh?
Bro, we cannot man the fuck up. Like, I don't understand what is going on. You would be happy to know, AZ, I did run the run and shoot for the first time in a while. It was kind of fun. Obviously, the con of that, there's no purpose of Big Chig in that offense at all. I try to put him at receiver.
There you go.
But obviously, you know, that's not a mismatch there. So he's just a slow receiver at that point. But,
But he's an X factor, bro.
Yeah, I know. Now I got to put him back in at tight end and use him. We were up, I think, like 28, 27 or some shit. And then shit just went left from there.
It was 30-27.
It was some shit like that, yeah. We were up.
Yeah, it was a good game. And then I turned it off and he led off.
Yeah, there was a play where Brian Thomas was wide the fuck open. Now, you can't get more open than what he was. I threw him the ball on third down, and it smacks him in the fucking leg. Like, this man doesn't even attempt to catch it. He just smacks him, bro.
99 spec catch, and he can't even.
It was very spectacular, bro.
Hey, bro. If you have 99 spec catch, you got to make one that was like between the leg catches if it's low like that.
I was just amazed that this man didn't even attempt to catch the ball. He just got smacked with it. It was, like I said, very spectacular. So he lived up to the 99 spec catch rating because I ain't never seen nothing like that before. And then just from there, it went downhill for us, man. So,
living up to the 99 spectacular is out of pocket.
Bro, it's bad, bro. Bro, it was very spectacular, bro. We are 32nd in points allowed. We are allowing 42 points a game currently. Somehow, we're only 27th in total yards and 23rd in passing defense, which is crazy.
It might be because you suck.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm fucking 32nd, bro. So
maybe it's Penny Boone because I was
we're 32nd in defense. Penny Boone did get in the game. He did get in the game. We gave him like a whole drive, and what did he get? Penny Boone four carries for 14 yards.
That's more than Pryor had.
He averaged 3.5 yards a carry.
One fucking drive. Wow, that is fucking terrible.
Penny fucking Boone.
He would be starting for me.
Well, I will also say this was before I found out Penny Boone is transferring to Kentucky. So Penny Boone, expect those carries to go up because now I know
he's a Kentucky back.
Now Nick, I know
he just got goal line back and he's about to get all his TDs vultured by Penny Boone. Hey, bro, shout out to Luther Burden on the Jags. He is currently leading the league in receiving yards after that spectacular performance. And I thought for sure he'd be over the usage, looking at how many times he gets thrown the ball to a game. But he's around, I just did the calculations, at 26.7. So, I mean,
which is not bad.
Yeah, no, like considering how good he is with Luther Burden, I was surprised it wasn't at like 40. So that's pretty good.
Absolutely. What's the next game, Cook?
The next game we got on the slate is, we did Bucks Panthers. That was a Vance. We got the Jalen Hurtsless Philadelphia Eagles taking care of business against the division rival Giants. In a surprise twist, Michael Penix did not get the start. Hendon Hooker, straight out of free agency, came in and played a pretty respectable game for a backup quarterback.
Why Hendon is HDU with us? Why Hendon Hooker? The doctor's probably coming in his eye right now.
Because he was he's better than Penix.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I thought you were all okay. I thought you were all about Michael's penis for a while.
That other game that he played kind of just turned me off. I wanted to try something different for fun. I don't know.
Works.
All right.
Yeah. So this was the battle of Saquon versus DeAndre Swift against the former teams. Ended up being underwhelming because Saquon got hurt and DeAndre Swift didn't get the ball to the point where Byrne did not hit the 10 rush minimum. He hit 9.
Yeah, at one point he was 3 rushes. I was telling you guys before the show. In the fourth quarter, he was 3 rushes with 0 yards. And then he hurry up on offense, 4 straight plays running the same exact play, no audibles, the same stretch to the same side, and got 40 yards off of it. and still didn't get it. And towards the end, I'm up 3 scores and maybe 2. No, because I won by 16. Yeah, so I'm up 3 scores. There's a minute 36 left, and I'm literally kneeling the ball down, and he's calling his timeout. For one, obviously, sportsmanship reasons, that's going to be, that's going to be a suspension besides the, running the run 9 times. And then he came out to just throw the ball. He didn't even run it. I thought there was a reason. Like, there's got to be a dev game. There's got to be something. Like, something's wrong here. And then, I exit the game and JC's like, oh, he didn't even run 9 or 10 times. And Burns said he thought he did. He ran a jet sweep and he thought that's considered a run, which obviously we all know it's not. And
he made a jet touch pass.
Yeah, same thing.
One's behind the line of scrimmage, one's ahead, man. Two different things.
Yeah. They're both behind the line of scrimmage, you jackass.
One's ahead, anywho, man. One's a touch pass.
Like I was saying, the game without Dexter Lawrence, Jaden Ott ran 21 times, had 120 yards. I had 4 rushing touchdowns up the middle. It was interesting. I will say also after the game, you know, like I said, I thought that he was calling timeouts for a reason. He actually just said in chat, he's like, I was only calling timeout because I wanted to keep playing the game. And I'm like, oh, well, you just sold yourself out. Enjoy your double suspension. And it wasn't even worth it. It wasn't even worth it. Like you said, I won by 16, so I was up by, what would it be, fucking 23 at one point, 24. I think he might have gone for 2 and gotten it. But yeah, it was honestly just an easy game. I was just sitting there the whole time playing. Defense played the way it's supposed to. No Dexter Lawrence. I knew the game was going to, you know, I knew offensively. It was a rain game too, so I already knew I was going to run the ball. I ran it, 20-30 times? It was all right. We needed it to go.
It was a rain game too when he said, fuck it, let's bomb it with Quinn Ewers. Oh my
God. Yeah, it was a rain game.
And you said Jordan Davis got injured in the second quarter.
Yeah, Jordan. So I lost Saquon in the first quarter. He only had 2 rushes. He got hurt. Obviously, I didn't have Jalen Hurts. I'm already out 3 linemen. I lost 2 more. I lost Jordan Davis. I lost Jalen Carter as well. Jalen Carter was just for the game.
Jalen Carter?
Oh, yeah, Jalen Carter was just for the game. Jordan Davis is going to be 4 weeks. Saquon's going to be out the next 3 weeks. Obviously, Hurts will be back. The game, honestly, everything like was against me going into the game. And then obviously in the first quarter with all the injuries, and somehow he still managed to do nothing. He didn't score his first point till the third quarter, I think. Maybe the end of the second quarter, he just bombed it up the middle and ended up getting it. So,
yeah, I mean, as a division rival, like, you know, the NFC is projected to be close this year. You got to win that game against Hendon Hooker, and you did not get it done. But I guess we'll move on to the next game now, which is actually the Lions against the CPU Cardinals, because Q was in chat as of like 20 minutes ago. Golston fallen for 2 straight days. So Fallen played the CPU last night, and so he didn't 24-14.
Yeah, I remember they barely rushed 10 yards too. What's the thing? He has been. I don't know where he went. Yeah. He only had 11 rushes. DeMarcado had 7, and Kyler.
Well,
that's
had a 4. CPU.
So. Yeah, but keeping the CPU only to 11 rushes is. I mean, I know there's ways that you can do it, but I wonder if he just went up early and the game just said fuck it. But I don't think I've ever seen a CPU only run it 7 times.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where CPU had 10.
Yeah, it depends on the playbook, because the playbook dictates the tendencies and the play calling, obviously, in the computer game. So there's some real pass heavy shit. But he also didn't have the ball much. So they can also play a factor.
The Lions moved to 4-1.
Also, with Q, he will be on auto for a little bit. Not to put his business on, he's dealing with something personal. Definitely something he can't take his PlayStation 4. So he's going to be on auto here for a couple weeks.
That makes sense.
Real life weeks or game weeks?
Game weeks.
Same thing.
Well,
not the same thing.
Same thing.
Well, hopefully everything's going well.
For sure. Yeah. So that gets the Lions to stay in first place in the division, because the Vikings in our next game dropped it to the rival Chicago Bears, 49-34.
Washing machine swish.
Yeah, I think Wimmy did his interception thing to lose this game through 3 picks, as opposed to the Bears, who played clean football. No turnovers for the Chicago Bears. Brees got 148 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground. Fields, 329 in the air, and 2 touchdowns, no picks. And Justin Jefferson absolutely cooked, 230 and 3 touchdowns. But, yeah, those 3 interceptions look to be the difference.
Man was looking like Traylon Burks out there. I respect it.
Something like that.
I don't know why Wimmy feels the need to try to throw the ball, hand the ball off Wimmy.
Yeah, been, well, it's not just that. It's just I was watching a little bit of this game. I was kind of in and out. And there was one play where Wimmy just straight up forced it into triple coverage. He had a lot of time in the pocket. So it was plenty of time to say, all right, this is either open or it's not. It clearly wasn't. So it's just like, all right, I think it was first or second down. Throw the ball away, look to play another down. And curiosity kills the cat sometimes. He was like, let me see if Justin Jefferson can make the catch over four Bears. And the answer was no, we got picked off. And I think that's just what happens sometimes is, you know, you get that freestyle mentality where you just get curious, right? You just get curious to see if something will work. But there's a time and place for stuff like that. And against a division rival in a tight game, like in a one-possession game, probably not the time.
Yeah, it's definitely bad.
No, I was saying it's a tough break, especially, you know, going to that game, what, 3-1? The Bears were, what, 1-3? So the opposite, yeah. So kind of like you want that separation because if you could catch Hefe off and kind of get him down, especially while he's traveling and all that stuff, kind of the time to do it. But now, you know, this kind of allows him to linger around. And we know what happens when you start allowing people to kind of linger around.
And on top of that, we know Hefe was, you know, his spirits were dampened after the fiasco with JT last week. So you got a chance to, you know, really put him behind the eight ball here, really, you know, bury his morale. And Wimmy was up at halftime and just, you know, was not able to get it done.
Tough loss. I'm sure he'll be back though.
Always said Wimmy can't throw the ball, and he always corrects me and lets me know. Well, always lets me know I'm correct. So I appreciate Wimmy for that.
All right. On that note, switching gears here, we had an AFC battle between the Houston Texans and Cincinnati Bengals. Final score was 23-21. This was a rain game. I missed most of it. I put it on like with a 2 minutes to go, and I was like, wow, this is bad. Joe Burrow had like three completions. And all of a sudden, the Bengals like quick together a touchdown drive, and then they got the onside kick at the end. Like, he was out of the game the whole way through.
A little insight too. Kieran came in here and he said, damn, bro, I'm an idiot. I almost lost that game. He was like, I was trying to bait him to throw a pick, left my assignment wide open. And he threw a touchdown and then got the onside kick. But continue, Cook.
Yeah, and after he got the onside, I think the first play after he got the onside kick, he had his running back Judkins on a wheel route, and that would have gotten him into field goal range. And it ended up being overthrown by Burrow, and he never, after that, he got shut down. But, he would have, this would have absolutely been a stolen game, because just looking at the stats, Joe Burrow was 6-for-26 with three interceptions. You have no business winning a game like that. And, he almost did it.
Yeah, almost put it together.
And after the game, they shook hands middle of the field and made a trade.
Yeah, they actually did make a trade. Malik Nabers going over to the Texans. Kieran was looking for that wide receiver, and he got it from Cincinnati with Malik Nabers.
What the fuck has Nabers been doing this whole cycle, bro?
Well, it started with Goose. Goose didn't do any AR, and then you had Silent right after, right? There was nobody in between Goose and Silent, right?
Yeah. So looking at the stats, Malik Nabers in his rookie year had 822 yards, six touchdowns. His sophomore year, he actually put up over 1,000, 1,175 and seven touchdowns.
Yeah,
so he was
using
the field until this season.
So he just didn't he just didn't get AR, but he's been playing okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. He didn't get AR.
Yeah.
He's probably regressed. He probably had a decent decent dev to start with, and then
What's
probably
dev
regressed.
Now?
Star? Or is it normal? He might even been. Yeah. I wonder what he had.
I think he was
wonder
star.
What he had. He might, because I know he wasn't just.
The fact that he's only a 78 overall now is like, you know, definitely could have been probably mid 80s at least. All you gotta do is focus, like, use one of your training stuff, especially season one, your first round draft pick.
Receiver in that class? They take him number two?
He was a first round receiver. I don't know if he.
I know that, but I mean, Goose. I know he was picked before Troy Franklin, but I don't know if he was number two.
You know, Neighbors was a little bit later.
A little bit later. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a good trade.
Let me see.
Yeah, so Trey Benson was the running back traded. He's a 79 overall, so they're kind of like for like players. Benson is 93 speed, so he could, you know, I think that's what the Bengals wanted. He has Judkins, so he's probably
the Bengals would like to trade at this point. I don't think he's a trader, bro.
Yeah, well, he gets a backup for Judkins, I suppose, and Kieran gets a wide receiver three, which. You know, given, you know, he has Benson and Brock, he's going to get a lot of one-on-ones for
Malik. And there could be somebody, like, you know, we talk about it a lot, like, just somebody you want to play with. Like, I'm sure he'll immediately put AR into him.
That's he definitely why went he in, swagged him up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you get the guy you want to play with, bro, and now you want to play with him. Next thing you know, he's going crazy. He's trailing Burks, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, like, Penny Boone.
Nah, I mean, him too, you know what I mean?
So the Texans are one of the few undefeated teams left in the league. They are 5-0. Bengals dropped to 2-3 after that one. Next game we got is the Cleveland Browns, also 2-3, but they got a dub this week, 28-7. Yeah, the battle of returning PML vets for this season. T-Bandit beat down Bubba.
You said T-Bandit was playing well, and this is his second game, right? You said the first game he played well, he came out with a loss. It was tough loss, but this week, another matchup, and he plays really, really well, 28-7.
I mean, he threw three picks. So I want to say really, really well.
Oh, T-Bandit. He threw three picks. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so that just speaks to fucking Bubba's offense.
But also it's T-Bandit. He throws the ball so much. Like he's gonna have those high interception totals. Just, you know.
He did run the ball well, must be said. He had 13 for 99 with Smoke Harris and 7 for 45 with Daniel Jones.
Dang.
But,
I don't think T-Bandit ever really played terribly. Like season one was obviously just the average year, but season two, that's when he started, you know, not showing, like, playing the game. So, I mean, I don't think he was ever fully bad. And then with Bubba, I think he straight up hasn't played, right? So it's going to take him probably a while if ever really get back into things this cycle.
Yeah, and to me, I don't think T-Bandit's ever been a bad defensive coach. And you put that with that Browns team. That Browns team, that defense is drop the controller and let them do the work for you good.
Yeah, he from the past playing against T-Bandit, he's a Tampa 2 heavy type of guy. You keep everything in front of him. And having the defensive line that he has and having that type of mentality, it bodes well for his situation.
Yeah. So, like, obviously you don't want to put too much stock into it like this, but, like, it definitely, you know, it raises some potential for that AFC North that the Browns are definitely in the race now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it does the opposite to the NFC East. Kind of takes away the potential of another team being in that race.
And it was the division champs, the Cowboys. Now Bubba's 1-4, that one win, an overtime win. CJ Baxter at 10 for 25, and clearly, you know, Bubba said it himself, he struggled in the past, so if Baxter's not able to get going, then he's not able to get going.
Absolutely. What's the next game, Cook?
We already did that one. We are moving on to the San Francisco 49ers, dropping it to the Las Vegas Raiders, 31-23. Arch had a, you know, an average day, 19 for 24, 205, one touchdown, zero picks. Good game manager stuff. The bigger story was Dylan Edwards. He had a dev game. He went from star to superstar, got 156 on the ground, two touchdowns. He also had 70 yards receiving and one touchdown. I think he only needed 150 to get the superstar, so it was just killing him to kill him at that point.
The same day Dylan Edwards transferred in real life. Crazy how that worked. I didn't see the game. I mean, was it close? Like, was it close, or was it, like, garbage time points?
I think that last touchdown might have been, like, a late touchdown to make it a one-possession game, like, a minute ago or something like that. But yeah, Shador threw three interceptions, so it seems like the interception woes are still following Casper.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, just with anybody else, I think with Casper, it's going to take him time. I like him. I think he'll figure it out even in the league. Yeah. He has the mind. I think he wants to get better. But, you know, when you're stepping up into PML, people want to, you know, fuck you up for a while.
Yeah, he's definitely on a bad run of coaches who are defensive minded first. Like I think myself, I'm more of a defensive guy first. Mm-hmm. Z is, and now Mike is. You know, he's definitely more of a defensive guy in my opinion. You know,
yeah.
And his trigger happy way of passing the ball, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and with Mike, you know, trying this season. You know, Mike could be responsible, so he's gonna be hard to kind of, you know, just get to do stupid shit and be reckless. So, I think it's a learning game. It's a good game. And the fact that it was somewhat competitive is a plus, you know. So.
Yeah, man. So, Raiders are now 3-2, and you know, you definitely got to consider them as. You know, they probably aren't the favorites of the division by any means, but definitely a team to watch for the playoff race in the AFC. Yeah. Another team that might be in that playoff race moving on is the Denver Broncos, who are now 3-2 after defeating the Indianapolis Colts. 28-24. CB still winless, but he probably should have won this game, to be honest. He gave it away at the end. Broncos got a touchdown with like 30 seconds to go. The go-ahead touchdown to win that game ultimately.
You know the question I'm gonna ask: did he injure Anthony Richardson?
D-Lo, why are you gonna be so negative?
Did he hurt Anthony Richardson? Answer the questions.
He hurt his pride, bro. He hurt his pride.
God damn it, bro! Fucking hurt him.
Hey, man. So, A. Rich, he had 214. He also had A. Rush at 76 yards. Broncos playing with the full skeleton crew. So, you know, I can see why he was, you know, struggling offensively. He played with Kellen Mond at quarterback. He threw three interceptions with Mond. So
this is most likely going to be – never mind. Continue what you were saying.
I was going to say, I mean, what was it? Trey Lance is injured for the next couple of weeks. So he had to deal with that. He had to run the ball with Ty Johnson. He had 139 yards. It looks like Ty Johnson was kind of the catalyst from offensively.
It's impressive for him to win a game, you know, with no quarterback. He had his – who do they have? Felipe Franks? Is that who the starter was?
Kellen Mond.
Kellen Mond, yeah. So he didn't have his normal quarterback. I think he had a backup running back as well, he was mentioned in the chat.
Ty Johnson.
Now he's 3-2. Now he's 3-2. You know, he was put in a tough situation. DK really screwed that team. We did help him out though, because DK restructured Marshawn Lattimore twice and pushed it all the way to this season and then disappeared on the final year of his deal. We did indeed
Jesus Christ.
What was that?
No, I was just saying that's terrible.
Yeah. He pushed it all the way to the last year of the deal, and he was making 26 mil. So what we did to help him out is we allowed him to cut Marshawn Lattimore and then re-sign him to kind of take the edge off a little bit of what he has done with that year. Yeah, his own kind of restructure. Just so he could fill out the roster, because just being placed in that situation – is kind of, it was just terrible. It was just terrible for anybody to deal with.
Yeah, Broncos are an 83 overall team, and I think that includes if Trey Lance is healthy. So I think that's the absolute worst roster in the league right now.
Oh yeah, it's the worst roster. At least with my situation, with I have 48 players, but at least I'm very top heavy. So if we're healthy, we're in a good place.
You got guys to fear. Like he doesn't have anyone that you fear besides like Surtain.
Yeah, just Surtain. That's the only person you fear on that team.
What game are we on?
The Broncos and the Colts.
Oh, I seen this one. The Colts were winning. How'd they finish?
The Broncos won.
Yeah, Broncos got a touchdown with 30 seconds left to win. Yeah,
CB was winning towards the end. I said, damn, bro, just when we thought K+8 was good.
Yeah, I will say though, no, DB.
Hey, I got good DB news. I got heavy pink eye. So
heavy pink eye. Eating ass, bro.
He's got
every pink eye.
Listen, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't ate ass in a while, but I will say I think my daughter grabbed her diaper the other day, and she might have contaminated me. So
I like the story I made up, and that I'm gonna push that you ate a homeless man's ass and ended up with heavy pink eye.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad. Hey, man, ass is ass. You know what I'm saying? 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
I don't know what's worse with that story. The fact that it's a homeless man and you ate his ass, or the fact that he gave you 20 bucks. Where did he get this? He's homeless.
So he walks up to me. He goes, "Hey, can I borrow 20 bucks? I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "Hey, I'll give you 20 bucks. Eat my ass." Like, oh, I have to. I'm like, "Absolutely, bro. 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
I just lost 20 bucks. How the fuck did this? Is crazy. Look good.
I just lost 20 bucks. It's crazy, bro. Y'all are wild, bro.
You can make me whole again. This is great. That's a good win for the Broncos, especially dealing with the backup quarterback and the backup running back, and you know, dealing with that team. So, and hopefully with the adjustment to Marshawn Lattimore, he's able to you know, fill out the team and at least have a little bit of depth.
Oh, and by the way, CB, like, he really messed up that fourth quarter. Like, he was throwing some bad pass. Like, he just didn't manage it well. I think, I don't know, Jonathan Taylor got hurt in that game. I think he did.
No, he's not. He's not HD. He's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. But CB made a lot of mistakes in that fourth when, like, you know, he was playing good defense. He just had to close the game out offensively and couldn't. So it's tough, man. He's unfortunately still winless, though. Moving on to the next game, we had the Bills play the Ravens CPU. A-Rod is on vacation, I think. So, yep. Beast. This is the second CPU game to end 24-14.
He's on vacation till Saturday, so he probably won't be back till Sunday.
Yeah, he said he's missing two games.
Okay. Yeah, so CPU Lamar threw three interceptions. Beast. It looked like Beast just did what he needed to win the game.
Sam Adams, who Beast traded for, got a dev, superstar dev.
Yeah, I just realized that for his second game in a row. I think he had a dev game last week, and you know, those things carry on. So he had 22 for 158. He was clearly the focal point, two touchdowns, and he is a superstar now. And he's only a 76 overall, so only has one ability, and it's goal line back, which is not a bad one.
Goal line back is fire, bro. Whenever they do my adjustments, I'll have that too. But anyway,
commissioners are on PTO, buddy. He ain't getting shit.
Do they still have like that multi-week scenario? Should they say? You know what I'm talking about?
The tandems.
Is that the only way they do it now?
I think tandems the only one that goes week to week. I think with dev games, I think you have to just get lucky with dev games to get them either, you know, the next game or two games later.
Yeah.
I think it's just the luck of the draw for that. But tandems are the only ones that are going to go week to week.
Well, I think it's going to be a spoiler alert. I'm pretty confident that Trevor Lawrence will have a dev game next week after throwing for seven touchdowns on me.
Quarterbacks are weird, bro. I don't know what to – because, like, I don't know. A lot of people – we've seen some crazy, like,
somebody got a dev game off of nothing. Somebody got a dev game for a quarterback, for nothing.
We've seen crazy games from quarterbacks, and the next game they get nothing or like no dev game to follow up at all. So it's like,
and Cook went for 9 of 10 for 100 yards and a touchdown. They're like, oh, this guy's the next coming of Jesus. Like,
well, here's what. So I found the game that triggered the dev game the next week. It was season 2. I played Wimmy. Jalen Henderson had 279 yards. He had no interceptions. He had 62 rushing yards, but he also had no touchdowns. So I was like,
"No, yeah, superstar in the making right there."
Not a single touchdown. That's it. It's crazy.
I remember when I had that dev game for the Pro Bowl, and my player wasn't even in the Pro Bowl. It was a good time. I got it.
And then he got it, bro. That shit's even crazier.
I got the dev.
He's like, I know I didn't play, but in my mind, I performed hella crazy.
Yeah, bro, like, he watched him. He's like, man, you see the way the AFC held him under 75 rushing? I'm a star, man.
Bro, that shit is
Yo, you, crazy. I was watching that shit on my TV from home.
That shit's crazy.
So you gotta love EA and the logic sometimes, man.
Absolutely. What's the next game there, Cook?
So the only unplayed game right now for the week is Seahawks Patriots. I think Z's in here.
6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m.
Z. So that's gonna be a good matchup.
Oh shit, shit over, bro.
No, no, 6:30.
It's not 6:30.
It has to be a six o'clock kickoff. It has to be a 6 p.m. kickoff.
The first half is going to be immaculate by Z, and then it's just going to fall apart in the second half because it's out of the window.
Gonna be six no more, bro. Like, what happened? Are you going to catch it? Look at the clock. You're like, damn, bro, that shit crazy.
We didn't hear a word you said. Good. Next.
Damn.
So the final game we got for week, what was it, week five? Yeah, week five is the Atlanta Falcons dropping it in Rams House.
Nope, that wasn't me. 41. Nope, that wasn't me. Nope, that never happened. This was a game where not having Bijan and not having Bijan specifically, definitely I could feel it because trying to keep up with Cook offensively, we just couldn't do it. Especially with Aaron Donald in the middle of that defense, not having a running back that could make a guy miss or hit the hole with some speed or anything like that. He is absolutely worthless. He is 6'2" or 202. So he's too small, and then he's not fast enough with 90 speed. So nothing he does is good.
That's bad GM, and you know you got to draft those 6'3 backs.
Yeah, I know. Tell me all of those freaks.
6'0, they're not fast. You know how it goes. But, yeah, no, I definitely like I told Neff after the game, too. I was like, you know, it's not even that you need a superstar X-Factor, but John Robinson with Duke Box. But, like, Evan Pryor definitely blew that game. It was, like, Aaron Donald was going nuts for sure. He had a bunch of tackles for loss. But there were just a lot of players where I was like, because the way Neff is playing right this season with Jaden Daniels, you know, it's a lot of option stuff. You know, some pistol and all that. You want to have a respectable running back, especially like I wasn't going to give him the read options with Jaden Daniels, so I was just on conservative. The whole game. Yeah, I was just like, all right, let's let Pryor kill us and Pryor kill the Falcons instead. Yeah, and,
like I said, just trying to keep trying to keep up with your offense, couldn't do it. You know, too many stalled drives. Not having a running game to kind of give us third and reasonable in most situations didn't help. So it was just not having Bijan definitely hurt for this game. But I don't think it was going to change the outcome. Might have made the game a little bit better, but I don't know if it would change the outcome. All I know is that Cook is a cheater, diving at my guy's ankles on kick returns. And then he also cheated with a sub linebacker who was 20 yards away from the throw, and somehow Superman jumped and stole it for the only pick of the game. Cook just cheats. He's just a cheater. I don't know how else to put it. He's just a fucking cheater.
I wish I could cheat on offense to get my backup quarterback Robbie Ashford to hit Julian Fleming deep one time, man. I think I did hit Fleming deep like two or three times, but like against Neff's corners, you know, it was kind of like playing Casper again, where I was like, all right, like I'm going to take my shots against these guys.
Damn, bro, he called you Casper?
I did not throw five picks and that's I wasn't down 28-0.
Bro, he called you
I don't know Casper. Why Casper had to catch those strays, bro.
Bro.
Well, no, it's because his corners are not good and, you know, he was manning them up against Julian Fleming. Neff was doing a little bit of the same where I was like, all right, we got to just hit him here. Hit him where it hurts.
What happened to positive months, bro?
That died a long time ago.
Let's be clear. He was only manned up maybe a couple of times, and he has 97 speed. So I was like, all right, he could keep up.
98.
Oh, yeah, he does have 98 speed.
my corner that was on him. So they were matched up all game for the most part. Julian only got that one catch though. And having Ashford, I think, you know, you take that risk. You're like, all right, go ahead and try to hit me deep. And he threw a dot for one. You did throw a dot on one.
Yeah, and you know, Ashford was missing to
play Ashford.
He missed like four or five throws in the first half, and I was like, all right, you know, I was debating starting him or Sam Howell. Howell's obviously got the better accuracies, but Ashford's a more mobile quarterback, and he's a rookie I drafted with Star Dev, so you know, I wanted to give him a chance. But I was like, all right, let's pull him for Sam Howell and see what happens. First play, I put Howell in. Fleming is wide open up the seam. That's like using the safety and like the single high safety and cover three, yeah. I think, and just like runs away. And I was like, all right, let's just lob this easy money overthrown. I'm like, all right, bro.
That's
Sam Howell,
right,
I've seen enough. I've seen enough. If you're gonna miss the same throws that Robbie Ashford's missing, I'll just rock with my rookie. You can sit on the bench.
Yeah, that was short lived.
Yeah, man, yeah. He had one snap.
I mean, it was even bad for. There was one play I was talking to Cook before we went on the show. I ran like a PA. It's not a crosser, but I think they call it PA cross. It's more of like a seam post kind of route with a deep end behind it.
They call it crosser.
They call it PA cross or something like that. It's not a normal crosser. It's like a post and a seam entwined. But he was open. He was playing trail man coverage, and he was open in that pass letter ahead a little bit. And he totally, Jaden Daniels totally sailed it about 10 yards, but it sailed it 10 yards into my fucking streak route that was in the back of the end zone, just waiting there for it. I was like, oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, and that was crazy. When I watched it back, I was like, did he run? I guess he ran a comeback route. Now I know this. I feel even worse about it. It's like, no, I was like, man, yeah, I guess it was a comeback route. It was kind of weird. I played underneath. How did he get beat? But yeah, no, that's even worse.
Yeah, it was a streak that it was just a major overthrow that just went into the streak's hands. And then all the curl route, I know you laughed at that one. Third and 10, Jalen Waddle, yeah. Wide ass open. A curl route, he sails to the fucking coach on the sideline, not even close to Jalen Waddle. I was like, God damn. I almost had a heart attack too when Jaden Daniels went down on that one run.
Yeah, I was like, hey man, we popped him with design QB run. Like, oh, wow.
Jared Goff, bro.
Bro, hey, D-Lloyd, the animation too had him grabbing his knee, and I was like, oh bro, what is going on right now? I was like, oh no, don't tell me this is he's gonna be out for a while. It was like, I forgot what it was. It was like a sprain, and he could have came back immediately.
And you brought him back too. I was surprised. I was like, shit, he's risking him.
He had it was medium, so I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's just bring him
it
back.
It was medium.
It was medium re-injury chance. I said, fuck it, let's bring him back.
You know how Madden is, bro. If you would have said no, he wouldn't have came back to the fucking last drive of the game.
Exactly. And we were already down by, what were we down, like 14 at that point? And I was like, all right, I need him. I need him out here. But the battle of the undefeated teams. Cook wins. We are now 4-1. Cook is 5-0 while cheating. And we go on to next week.
Yeah. And we stay with the theme of the Los Angeles Rams because they are the first team on the slate. Not in Rams house, though. We're going to the Link to take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, sir. Are you sure?
Yeah,
I was pretty sure that it was. I thought it was. I could have swore it was in LA.
My friend Cook is gonna fuck you up.
Well, unless Madden is lying to me, which I doubt. This game
I am hopeful. You know what? I think I'm in Arizona the following week. Maybe that's what it was.
The Link.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we don't have a
that
into existence, bro. And now we're calling
it. Too bad I've sent outside forces, and it's a real thing.
If you're in Arizona the following week, you will be playing the CPU.
So there you go. Hey, man, you should hope for a ring game. This dude Ashford couldn't throw in a fucking dome. I want to see what he does in the rain.
As long as you could run the ball, because I couldn't run a fucking lick that whole game. But there's no spreads for this one, so we just pick them. I'm gonna take the Rams. I am gonna take the Rams.
I'm taking the Eagles.
That's a bold pick. A bold pick.
It's a bold pick. What are you taking, Deloitte?
It's a tough one.
You're really fucking thinking about it?
Yeah, it's a tough one, man. I'm gonna go with the Rams, though. I think they just, you know, edge it out in this one.
That friendship. Oh, this is a tough one.
No friendship, bro. I think they edge it out by a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I will say HD and I traditionally have close games, and even the one time we played this cycle, like, it was a close game in the fourth until Jalen Hurts decided he didn't want to hit any passes.
This game is going to be close until it kicks off.
That's crazy. I want to take that, HD.
We can just move on to the next game.
I try to find something to suspend you with.
When D-Wood ruins Positivity Week, you know it's fucked.
Yeah.
Bro, I was being positive. What was it? I said the shit was close.
We will be playing tonight at 10.
Advanced Day. Did you even say it was Advanced Day, D-Wood? You just said post-Earth Day. That's it.
Oh.
Nope, I did. I didn't say Advanced Day.
No, you didn't. You said post.
Go back, listen to it.
No,
you said post Earth Day.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. We caught him.
We can watch back the tapes.
Yeah, we gotta watch back the tapes. But that's okay because no one else caught it either, so it doesn't matter.
I said it.
No, you didn't.
So we'll watch the tapes and we'll find
you
out.
You want to bet money on it?
Yeah.
How much?
Ooh.
I will bet your 300 content points.
$20 DHD. $20.
I'm rolling past that bridge again. Let me get that 20.
$20. So if D-Lloyd wins, you could just eat his ass for the 20 back.
Yes, sir. Hey, he's gonna hit me with the Captain Morgan, bro.
He's starting to get the itch I'm not talking about in his eye.
To this fucking conversation anymore.
You sound like a bitch.
What's wrong with being nasty?
A real man would just take it.
We're in 2024. It's okay to eat a man's ass. All
right. Yeah, ain't that right?
I didn't say nothing wrong with it.
He's like, what do you want to do? He said, there's nothing wrong with it. Just don't eat my ass, bro.
He's just
eat
my ass.
What's the next one, Nick?
This one, we got a CPU game if A-Rod's on vacation until Saturday. CPU Ravens taking on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hey, what's King Mike's record right now? I know he just took out the 49ers.
I think he's 3-2.
What a surprise that was to beat the 49ers. Holy shit.
That's crazy.
I talked to Mike yesterday, and he said that I was like, you seem to care a little more with Arch Manning. And he said that he feels like his team's just finally catching up to the Chargers and Chiefs.
Catching up my balls. You just care a little bit more because you got Arch Manning.
I mean, we did give two players that are probably ranked better than him with better teams.
I can see the team
helping him catch up.
But there's certain situations you get put in that are not enjoyable. And I don't think the Raiders are an enjoyable team unless you're a fan of them.
Why you say that?
They were definitely a bottom three CFM team.
Why aren't they fucking enjoyable, guys?
And that doesn't even factor in your same division as Herbert and Mahomes.
Yeah.
The Raiders are them, bro.
Unenjoyable.
They're dogs.
They suck.
Hey, well, Mike should be 4-2 after playing the CPU.
The only team worse than the Raiders to play with is the Titans, and he didn't get the Titans.
I'm leaving. I'll see y'all boys tomorrow.
So he's gonna move to 4-2. If he's got $20, he's getting pink eye.
I have some other shit that's giving me blurry vision right now. I can't name it. Start with a C. But it's supposed to go away after a
week. There's a lot of ways to go with C, bro. I think we should move on to the next game.
He has come in his eye.
Kind of crazy.
Next game.
Any other words that start with C? Going once, going twice. All right, next game. We got the
cow.
No, go ahead. I'm not gonna say
he has balls on his eyes and he can't see.
Last call. Eddie, what is the wood in his eye?
Nope, don't worry about it, bro.
Cunt.
He has a cunt in his eye. Sounds like he's looking at now.
Cheese? He has cheese in his eye?
Cheese from under
We'll go with that.
He's got from the cheese from licking the butt.
He's got cheese.
Okay,
cheese.
Never mind. There we go. All right, bro. All
right, next.
We got the Brother Bowl next game.
Again, bro. They play like 3 years in a fucking row.
Yeah, man. We got Fallen versus Burn. They're going to meet at center field, talk about a trade, and then play ball.
Bro, this is legit the third year in a row. So they must have been in the same exact they must have finished the same exact division the last two years.
This year they both finished third.
I got second last year. The year before, Burn got second, and then season one he got third.
And what's Fallen get season one? Third?
I think it was third. I think I got second. No. Burn might have been second season one.
Yeah,
they had to have been lined up.
This is so unnecessary.
Yeah, they keep matching up. Either way, they just keep fucking matching up.
This is unnecessary, but D-Lloyd's eyes weren't unnecessary.
We didn't draw the line at D-Lloyd's cum in his eyes. Like, we didn't draw the line there. You had to tell us about that story. What you do on your personal time is your stuff, not mine. But when it comes to this game, I think Fallen has beaten him every single time. Like we said, they run the same playbook, but Fallen does it a little bit better, and it shows up in this game every single time.
Yeah, I'll take Fallen.
Hold on, I'm back. Fuck y'all, bro. It's not that. It's some shit that starts with a C that I can't fucking pronounce. Come. Bro. It's like a... Nah. I feel nervous if I put it in chat. Y'all,
he's got chlamydia, bro.
Chlamydia in his eye, man.
Chalazion, bro. I need Z or some shit.
Chlamydion. He's got chlamydion. It's like a wild version of chlamydia.
This right there, bro.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
What's up with everybody's fucking eyes today?
I don't know, bro. But it gives you blurry vision and it's annoying. It's better than what the fuck HD has, though, I'll tell you that. So, I'll take it. But go ahead.
Everyone's got the Lions here. Alright, HD's on mute. Neff's on mute. Alright, dude, it's just me and you. What's going on?
Alright, me and you. Alright, it's going
to be 9-5, bro. Yup. Next game, we got the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir.
Dallas Cowboys, Cowgirls.
I picked the Lions, bro. By the way. I picked the Lions, by the way.
But give me whoever the Dallas Cowboys play at this point, because that is god awful. All
right.
I'll take the Bears, too, in a not so harsh way. Yeah.
Yeah, in a nice way.
So. Yeah. All right. Next game. This should be an interesting one. We have the 3-2 Carolina Panthers against the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings.
Give me the Vikings.
That quick?
I don't think. Not that interesting.
You know, the Panthers might be the real deal. Like, this might be a pretenders versus. What am I looking for?
You know what? You're right. I'm going to agree with D-Lloyd in the way he kind of said about the Eagles and Rams. It's going to be a edged out victory by the Vikings by a lot. The Panthers should be into it, be in the game until kickoff. Once they kick off, then I think, it's going to be the Vikings all the way.
D-Lloyd has committee.
No, I have a Charizard or whatever the fuck it's called, bro.
A Charmander.
Charizard.
You probably have a cyst. I'm not talking about basketball.
It is a, it is like a special name for a cyst, essentially, bro. But yeah.
Chlamydia. I'm taking
that
the line.
It's not chlamydia.
And who do the Cowboys play? The next
game. Cowboys, Bears.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down. And now we're on Vikings versus Panthers.
No, not even close. Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, I'll take Vikings as well. In a kinder way. In a kinder way.
But something like that.
Something like that. Next game we got. We got the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. We're holding.
Give me whoever he's playing.
What if I told you it's the Cincinnati Bengals?
Give me the Bengals.
Wow. He has some toxic predictions today.
It's crazy, bro.
I mean, I will say that, you know, as much as the Bengals want to throw the ball with all their weapons out there, I mean, that man the fuck up better work.
But,
yeah, what was the game again, Cook?
We got the Titans in Tennessee against the Cincinnati Bengals.
This is going to be a good game until kickoff, and then the Bengals are going to run away with it and edge them out by a short, a wide margin.
This game has the potential to be the highest scoring combined score of the cycle.
No, I think the Titans have a good chance to win this game, as long as they hand the ball off to Penny Boone.
Yeah, I'll take the Bengals, but I wouldn't be surprised for a Titans win.
Eloy, how many touches is Penny Boone getting?
He's gonna get more, bro. He's gonna get more.
What's more, like five?
More.
Five? More. It's more. You do have goal line back now. You have goal line back.
I do have goal. Well, I might have goal line back depends on when the commissioner makes the change, but more touches.
Listen, Diggle, no matter how much you say it, it ain't happening, buddy. I don't know why you keep trying. They don't give a damn.
No. Jesus Christ. They don't give a damn.
And Neff's not doing it because you stole Penny Boone.
Yeah, that's the damn joy. You fucking stole him right out from underneath me. I'm glad he got cum in his eye.
Wow.
What's the next game, Cook?
Next game, we got the... Oh, shit.
I'll take the oh, shits.
We got the wounded Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, gotta take the Chiefs here. I think the Broncos is a good user, despite having a close game against the close.
This is when he quits. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, this will be the test of the RPOs.
Yeah, being hurt, your quarterback and your running back, and dealing with all that, and playing the Chiefs is not ideal. So, yeah, give me the Chiefs in this one.
You go the Chiefs.
D-Lloyd has an extra chromosome in his eye.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs as well. Just I mean, back and quarterback crazy. That Broncos team.
That shit chromosome is wild. I got the Joel Embiid eye, bro. This shit crazy.
Yo, I seen that. you got a broken left eye.
It's better than having HD's eye. Whatever is going on with him.
It is better than that.
Yeah,
bro, this guy literally has the clap in his eye, and you're worried about pink eye, bro.
Yours is pink. My shit's not pink.
Your doctor lied to you. You don't have heavy pink eye. You have heavy clap eye. So you have double of what you have double of what D-Lloyd has.
I am fucked.
We really need a Z today.
He cannot contain us.
He cannot contain us.
Go ahead and finish this before I put this over, bro.
On the phone, D-Lo.
That's how you get styes. Just so you know, that's from rubbing your eye a lot and you got dirty fingers.
Ooh. Something like that, bro.
What's the what's the next game?
D-Lo doesn't watch his hand.
Everybody's taking the Chiefs there, especially with the situation the Broncos are in. What's the next game?
This should be an interesting one, man. We got the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara against the Cardinals.
Give me whoever he plays. Give me those CPU.
Give me the CPU. I'll be my knockout pick. Can I pick the CPU in the knockout?
I don't think so. Yeah, that's A-Rod. Maybe you can. Who knows? Like, I don't think you could pick somebody against the CPU, but if you pick the CPU against somebody, that would be crazy.
I forgot to say about our game, Cook, too. It didn't feel like it ever got away from me, so I feel good about it. You know what I mean?
You lost by 50, yeah, but it never got away from me.
Even down 28 to nothing, man, I didn't feel like it got away. I was still in it. What do you mean by still? At that point, what do you mean by still in it? Calling the fucking plays and having to press buttons on the remote?
Calling the plays, of course, crazy.
Fucking no shit, you're still in it. No shit, you're still in it. Fucking hey.
Hey, man, I'll take Casper's 49ers against the CPU at least.
No, I will not. Big old dub for the Cardinals. The Cardinals, after facing the 49ers and the Eagles, are gonna come back 3-4 and be like, "Cute, should have just stood home, bro. He don't even need to come play."
Cook might have that extra chromosome. I think D. Lloyd's lending it out.
Whoa, me?
You picked the 49ers.
Yeah, you got an extra chromosome for that.
He's playing the CPU, man.
Yeah, I know that guy's crazy.
Hey, I'm gonna go with the Niners.
You're gonna go
with what? As well. Non Mike D-Lloyd is the worst D-Lloyd I ever had in my life.
He said, "I'm gonna take the Cardinals as well."
No, I said the Niners.
Oh, I was close. I picked one of the
teams. See?
I was close.
You had a 50-50 shot, man. You had a 50-50 shot.
Look at me go. I'm smart.
Stop walking away from your phone, D-Lloyd. Next game.
I'm on my AirPods. I don't know what's going on, bro.
You sound great.
Thank you.
Stop yelling. Wake up everybody in your house.
You sound great or something like that. The next game, we got the improved Washington Commanders against the Seattle Seahawks in Lumen Field.
Ooh, give me the Seahawks by a lot. I think it's going to be a terrible game, and he's going to get blown out. But give me the Seahawks by a lot.
D-Lloyd's got a commander in his eye. Give me the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks too.
Yeah, I bet you would. Next game.
Do the Seahawks count as a C word?
Yes, they do.
Next He's game. Got a Seahawk in his eye. Seacock in his eye. Gay boy.
Whoa.
I hate y'all, bro.
We gotta find new words for that term.
Alternative boy,
alternative boy, JC boy.
Next game.
Whoa,
next game.
Yeah, could at least say Saints boy, but anywho,
Saints boy.
Man, yeah, the title today doesn't have Beast any boy. Like eye puns or like anything to do with the C and D words. You're not doing your job, Neff.
Yes,
don't condone this behavior.
we're way past that point.
It's gonna be COM and D-Lloyd's eye.
Com.
COME and D-Lloyd's eye. Come in D-Lloyd's eye.
I love that you spelled it wrong.
I forgot the E.
Next game.
Next game. NEQTGEME. Next game.
What?
Hey, Kieran agrees. You have chlamydia. He said it in Gen Chat. Well, he Cook, you're slowing us down, bro. Next game.
Next game, Cook. You're fired.
Next game, we got the New York Jets taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Give me the Jaguars by 16.5.
Give me the Jags.
16.5?
Yeah, he's going to win by a lot.
He made it up in his head.
Yes, this sir.
Spread, man. Like, what were you
I made one up. Nom nuff.
Nice. What did they give you for your pink eye, HC?
$20.
Was it worth it?
$30, bro. I got lunch today.
The urgent care doctor was like, "Hey, you got $20?" He was like, "I've been here before. Let's just cut to the chase." There was a whole waiting room of people with $20, bro. You too, same homeless guy. What's the next game, Cook?
So everyone's got the Jags, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
everybody's got the Jags.
Alright, next game, we got Beast and the Buffalo Bills hosting Debo in the Miami Dolphins.
Alright, next game. Next game's a little better than this. Falcons.
Yes. Give me the Bills.
Next game.
I really want to pick against Beach just because he's in the chat right now, but I can't. Not against the winless Dolphins.
There's no logical way you could pick against Beast in this game.
Hey, man, I picked the 49ers to win against the CPU card. It was like defied logic before. But we do indeed have the Browns versus Falcons. This would have been KMFO's revenge game against Neff. Instead, it's T-Bandit against Neff.
I finished the cycle undefeated against KMFO. And then I got him out of the league before I could play him again.
All hail the king.
That's right, baby. I am the king of queens. I'm going to take the Falcons because they're the best. Now go ahead, pick.
I'm actually going to take the Falcons. They'll get it done.
Yeah, I like the Falcons in this one. I mean, that Browns defense is ridiculous, and that prior dude might have another 10-for-20 type game. But I think your Neff's good enough at like ball control and not feeding in to a bad or a really good defense by just forcing the action. I think that's gonna help out to get the Falcons to win.
HD,
she's on mute.
HD, come off mute. He went to the same homeless guy, bro. He said he was gonna be handling.
I had to pause.
He said, "I got my $20 back." He came back and said,
like, "I got listening, bro. I had to get a refund."
He's like, "Oh, I need a refund." Gave him his $20. Like, "Hey, you got $20, H." He said, "I do."
He ruined my experience.
What are you taking in the Falcons Browns?
Falcons by 3.5.
Nice. Next game.
Is it like Falcons like minus 3.5 or plus?
Yeah.
Alright, next game we got. We got the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints.
Give me the Saints.
I'm gonna take the Saints.
Yeah, I'll rock Saints too. I mean, Mike is clearly inconsistent the way he starts games off really bad and comes back at the end. And, you know, if he's going to do that again, he's not going to come back against the Saints. So,
Madden has an update, just so everyone knows.
Thank you, HD.
Bro, stop updating the game right now, bro.
Sorry. I'll turn it off.
My mind, bro. They're updating probably stupid shit, bro. Like, the game's over, bro. Just work on the next one.
Okay. He's got deeper shit to work on, bro. He's got chlamydia in his eye.
Bro.
All right. The final game on this plate.
I really accidentally got cocaine in my eye, bro. That's what happened.
Cocaine, bro. D-Lo,
I was supposed to sell it and that, and then it blew my eye and started the downhill spiral, bro.
You were supposed to sell it and blew your eye? I sound like you were sniffing it and blew in your eye.
I think somebody else or something else blew in your eye.
My day job, bro. He knows my day job. So I was doing my job, bro. And it was
He's a drug dealer.
It was windy.
Oh, I spelled it out. It was windy. What's the next?
Wendy's nuts dropped on your eye and gave you chlamydia.
That's crazy. What's the next game?
I forgot. Why does Wendy have nuts, bro? That shit crazy. Yo.
Wendy's name is not.
Is Wayne.
Wayne.
All right, bro. This show is going left, bro. Let's just get out of here.
Oh, we?
How many more games?
We still have one more game. All
right.
He got chlamydia from a dude named Wayne Brady who's dressed up as Wendy.
That's crazy. What we got left, bro?
The final game is definitely the game of the week. We have the undefeated Houston Texans taking on the Los Angeles Chargers in Rams' house. Don't ask why the Rams. Oh, yeah.
Give me the Chargers.
Chargers in Rams' house.
No, give me Kieron. He's trying to go for that number one seed, he said.
He said he was going to beat the fuck out of Coach.
Mm.
Damn.
I didn't think he's going to fuck him, but yeah.
Damn. They're both bad. Texans.
Damn, bro. Deloitte, so these guys both suck.
Nah, I'm just saying, if you had a choice of losing and Madden or getting fucked, then you just take losing and Madden.
Nope. You don't know me.
$20.
I got the Chargers in this one. I think it'll be a close game for sure. Should be a good one. So, yeah, we'll see. But that is all the games. We got some bye weeks this week for the Bucks, the Colts, the Patriots, and the Steelers. And that's on mute.
All right.
I hate early bye weeks, bro. Especially when you have the midseason suspension thing.
Yeah, because that's what happened to me last season was I had a week 7 bye. And Cooper Kupp was at like 30.2 on the receptions, and I easily could have fixed that in week 7, but I was on my bye. And they chose week 7, and I was like, ah, nice. Take us home, Neff.
I got week 7 for a bye this week, so after this game against the Browns, when I lose, I'm going into my bye week. That's the games. Did I pick for the Chargers and whatever?
You can now.
Give me the Chargers. Last time Kieron told me to pick him and put money on it, he lost to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Damn, bro.
He lost, and then he got coming in.
Oh, shit.
So, for anybody that was wondering, Deloitte still got chlamydia. HD got heavy chlamydia.
I have eye herpes.
Yes, heavy chlamydia. This has been a shit show.
My eyes feel good right now, but I'm kind of scared that this breakfast show might be contagious.
Hey, I got BOGO wings in the fridge, ready to be eaten. I got BOGO. Buy one, get one booty hole free.
$20, baby. Got me.
Wait, $20. I spent $35.
Yo, that's crazy. I wonder what you had to do for the extra. Everybody at PML, pray for Deloitte and his eye chlamydia.
Y'all be careful, bro. Close your eyes.
And yes, pray
not look the booty in the eyes. Trust.
A word that starts with C in my eye was the worst thing you could have said.
Everybody in PML, have a great day. We'll catch you next time.
I don't like how Neff just kicked us off the air.
I have to.
Hey, Cook. We should just